to marry, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everyone. It is certainly nice to have you here with Mary and me aboard the RM World Travel Connection. And our show today is sponsored by AMA Waterways River Cruises.
Well, AMA Waterways River Cruises are certainly a lot of fun, and the level of service they provide is industry-leading and award-winning.
They certainly are, and, you know, now is a good time to be booking AMA Waterways River Cruises as they're offering deals of $500, $1,000, and $2,000 off 2018 and 2019 cruises. Check them out at AMAWaterways.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. During the show open just a few minutes ago, you heard us discussing Mazatlan, Mexico, as this week we took our show to this Pacific city that's really undergoing a renaissance.
Oh, absolutely.
In so many ways. And during the visit, Robert had a chance to visit with renowned local chef Hector Peneche of Hector's Bistro and Alfred Gomez Rubio, the owner of another popular restaurant and bar called Pedro and Lola's. They discussed the current food scene in Mazatlan and how the region's rich history make it quite a unique destination. Here's that interview.
Guys, thanks very much. I really enjoy spending a little time with you today. I appreciate that. Hector, I want to start with you. I want you to talk to us about the quality of the restaurants that are here in Mazatlan. I mean, I've really been impressed by that as I've gone around the city to see that. And also share about the range of cuisines that are available to visitors that come here.
Well, the quality has improved in the last 10 years, but significantly 5 years ago, I might say. But right now we have a Japanese native who came to Mazatlan, married a Mexican woman who is now serving authentic sushi.
I've seen, there's actually a lot of Japanese food here. I've seen that. So,
yeah, but this one is like really
this
authentic.
Is the one I need to go to before I go. Okay, exactly, that's right. Great. All right, I appreciate that. But certainly a wide range of restaurants and quality restaurants on top of that.
Yes, I do. I do mostly French-Italian. I have a bistro, very relaxed atmosphere, and it's mostly French and Italian. There is Mexican, of course, and there is a Thai restaurant as well. Chinese, of course.
Yeah, good mix, actually. All right, you know, we talk on our show about the Forbes article that ranks Mazatlan high as an economical vacation spot. Certainly, you know, the exchange rate is excellent for Americans or Canadians that are coming here. But how would you characterize the cost of a dining experience here?
I think it will be about half of Los Angeles and half of Cabo San Lucas, and definitely half or one third of what Cancun would be. And it's because we're in mainland and our products are local. And labor is not as expensive as there. We don't have to import it.
All right. Now, that's something that I really want to dive into with you a little bit, because the agricultural part of this, as I was flying in the other day, you know, I couldn't help but notice all of the agriculture that I saw, all the farms in various locations out and about Mazatlan. Agriculture, clearly, it's a big thing here in the area. The fishing industry is also big here. So are you sourcing most of your food locally, or where is it coming from? What do you like to do as a chef?
Well, obviously you have to go regional and seasonal, because that's what the trend is, and that's where you get your best quality and prices. However, because I do mostly French-Italian, I have to buy lamb from New Zealand.
The pasta better be coming from Italy. You're talking to an Italian, so I want to see that.
Yeah. So, well, we do Italian techniques. We make our own pasta, et cetera, et cetera. But Sinaloa is flat as a pancake mostly, and it has 11 rivers, and therefore agriculture is huge. But we're also doing a lot of farming regarding sea bass and shrimp and other sorts of fish.
Yeah, shrimp is delicious. All right, so Alfredo, I want to change direction just a little bit with you, okay? Tell me, you know, you've got a large audience again listening back in the States right now. How important have the culinary arts been really in boosting the popularity of Mazatlan as an international tourist destination?
I think it's done a lot of synergy with the changes that Mazatlan has gone through, you know, in the last years. Especially has been pretty well positioned with expats, you know, people are discovering.
Very large
Canada,
community here.
From Canada and the United States, we got a community of about 12,000 in the high season, okay, good weather, and then maybe 20% of them stay in the summer, you know, which is humid. But it has really improved the experience of living in Mazatlan and also the tourists, because a lot of good chefs came, and at the same time, it was kind of a little explosion of a city like Mazatlan, which we're not, nor Cancun, nor Cabo. This is something more...
It's very different.
Totally more laid back in many ways, you know.
All right, so let's follow that up by me asking you, how has the history, and that's an important thing as you come around, you clearly understand that, it's obvious. You know, so how has the history of Mazatlan played a part in the evolution of the cuisine here in the city?
That's a good question. Well, that would be answered by the chef, but they really do certain traditional techniques, and they mix their new things, you know, and things are happening. But maybe the history is we're shrimp, we're fish, and we're a lot of products, land products from here and ocean products from here. And much of that comes from our urban street food with a mix of gourmet from the chefs, and that's...
I do think it's an experience, though, whether you have the music, you know, some of the architecture that's here, some of the just maybe some of the authentic cooking techniques that I've seen. I do think that the history does play a part of the food, at least from what I've seen so far.
Definitely, yeah. Even the music is history here, you know.
Oh, truly, exactly.
The band that made
Thankfully,
by Germans,
the Germans
1840s,
coming, right?
1860s. Yeah, right. Yeah, when they brought all this steel brass instruments, you know, that they made the band, and we're positioned as one of the states with a big band, you know, the band of Sinaloa.
All right, so Hector, you have a real jewel here. We were actually there just a little earlier, the Pino Suarez Market, and there's certainly a lot of history and culture that are there. So I'm curious for you, you know, how much of an impact has the vibrant market that's there or some of the other markets that are around the city played in shaping the restaurant scene in Mazatlan?
Well, the difference between Mazatlan and, let's say, Cabo and Cancun is that this is a city where Mazatlecans live. First is a city, the second is a tourist destination. So the Pino Suarez market and all the other markets are being used by the local people. And so we get a lot of local ingredients, but the market has now an offer of produce that, because of the tourism, we're getting better quality beef, better quality fish, higher specialty herbs.
Do you or some of your chefs go there personally, or some of the other markets?
Daily.
Daily, yeah.
Daily, yes.
Do you feel like now, I know you spent some time in London as a chef as well, and also with the Four Seasons Corporation, I believe. Do you find that it has a European feel? I mean, I felt that when I was there.
Well, the market, there are pre-Hispanic markets, you know, that they're very similar to what we have here, and I think markets are in every culture. The European feel is because the architecture, the designer, the engineer is the guy who designed the Eiffel Tower.
Absolutely, right.
So that's where you get that feel of French. We had a lot of French exposure here in Mazatlan. We have European techniques, but... Mexican attitude.
I like that.
Maybe I'd sneak in here, you know, but I don't know if you know that the market, the project is Eiffel's, you know.
Absolutely, I do know that.
That gives you the feel
and
of
you
France,
do get a feel of
Europe,
that.
and that influence.
Well, that comes from, again, the Germans, the Italians, the French that have all been here. You feel it as you walk around the city. It's obvious, and it's a jewel. I mean, it really is a jewel, that marketplace. All right, so Alfredo, all right, last question I'm really going to direct to you. You know, Mazatlan has a good number of festivals and special events that go on throughout the year that visitors can come enjoy. I really would like to know, what are some of your favorites, and what are one or two that you might encourage our listeners to come experience themselves?
Well, if people like big crowds like Carnival, we got the third world's biggest and best, maybe.
Yeah, behind
the world, you know.
Behind Rio and New Orleans.
Rio and New Orleans, yeah.
Okay.
So this is a big thing, you know. It's been going for about 110 years, for example, officially, you know. And then we have the Festival of the Arts, the state and the city that now are together, and they make like about 75 shows in two months and a half. And we have like jazz festivals, they have theater festivals, they have movie festivals. So maybe the Europeans, the New Yorkians, they would like something to find out about Mazatlan. The thing is that puts us together with New York. We're part of our tour from New York to San Francisco in the 49s. From that big trip, so the last port of touch before San Francisco was Mazatlan. You know, it was New York, Valparaíso, Callao, Peru, Mazatlan, San Francisco.
A lot of
carnivals, part of that history.
A lot of events.
Back to Ellis Island.
Yeah, okay. All right, listen. Hector, Alfredo, thanks very much. It's been great meeting both of you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Robert.
All right, great interview. And if you go to our RM World Travel Instagram page, you'll see some of the dishes that Robert enjoyed. But I need to warn you, they will make you
hungry.
Yeah,
they will make you hungry.
So the food scene surprised you in Mazatlan, huh?
It did. I really have to say that it did. It's inexpensive, good quality food. They also have a great gem there, right there in the Pino Suarez Marketplace, as I talked about with Hector and Alfredo. And there's another restaurant that we went to, the Presidio, that really gives you kind of a feel of that famed movie Casablanca, the way it's themed, all the places to eat. Well, really, it was very interesting, surprising.
Yeah, that photo's up on Instagram as well. Great bar area. takes you right back.
I know
to
you
that
had some.
Movie.
You laughed about that. Had some fun
yeah,
with that. Right?
Really yeah. great photo. All right. Well, we'll be sharing more about Mazatlan with you over the course of today's broadcast, including a special group that helps tourists coming up in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, the Patufos. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. What does that mean?
Well, we'll see.
We'll
you
find
stay
out.
Tuned. That's right. A reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We appreciate when you do that. We're going to take a quick break, but there is so much more ahead as the RM World Travel Express rolls on, and the show returns after these messages.
Rudy Max's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24/7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.